Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, 10:03 on ESPN 97.5. Oh, by the way, Dell, nice job yesterday. What day is yesterday?
Thursday.
And what happens on Thursdays?
It comes before Friday.
Right. What day do we throw shade?
Are we still doing that?
Yeah.
Didn't that happen on that other show that no longer exists?
No, we do. We still throw shade.
Well, I wasn't informed because I didn't work that Thursday previous.
Well, yeah, we've been throwing shade every week.
Yeah, but... that other guy was here. Now he's not here anymore. We still
and the, what, that wait, other he, what, we can't. What is he, Voldemort? You can't mention
that,
his name?
Well, dearly departed. Don't want to mention. And also, that
wait,
show,
no, he's not dead. Rio's not dead.
He's dead to me sometimes. And the show existed where the Throw Shade Thursday was on, and it doesn't exist anymore. So are we still doing it?
Yeah.
So the guy who thought of it is no longer with us, and the show that was on is no longer with us.
Right.
But we're still going to do it?
But it still goes on, yeah. It's like male golf or female golf or food.
I don't want to get sued for stealing intellectual property, that's all.
I'm pretty sure Brihill's not. He doesn't care about that property.
Sure? Have we asked
him? He's not taking that with him, that property.
Well, I know what the
yeah.
Call Her Daddy thing, that podcast has his issues. I don't want to have the same issues, that's all.
Call Her Daddy?
You don't know about those issues?
No.
That those two girls... Well, very successful podcast on Barstool Sports. When money became a fact in terms of maybe moving it to a different platform, one girl wanted to, the other girl didn't. Back and forth ensued. Now they're not even a podcast anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now one girl, it's all complicated. I'm just giving you an overview. One girl staying, the other girl no longer is a part of the deal. I just didn't want Raheel to come at me and go, hey, and I want to say Throw Shade Thursday is my intellectual property.
Was it those two girls that did that? What did the hot one stay?
Which one do you consider the hot?
I don't know.
I think they're the appeal is that they're both considered hot.
Yeah. All right.
The brunette and the blonde. The blonde is remaining.
The blonde is staying?
Yes.
Oh.
She apparently was the creative force. She did the editing of the videos that they did. She came up with the idea. She talked with management, so she had the better relationship. She will remain. The other girl is in the wind for right now.
Poor girl. You should have just go along with it. Like Raheel, he just went along with it.
Went along with what?
Whatever.
He did. He just went along with things?
Oh, yeah. Guess what happened? Guess what happened to him? Damn it. Don't go along with anything, Dale.
That's my thought.
Yeah. No, that's what you do, isn't it?
Well, I had a bad attitude, remember?
I'm pretty sure that's not why. I told you why.
I know you did. I don't know if that's true, though.
So what do you think of JT Daniels transferring to UGA?
If you missed it, former USC quarterback JT Daniels is now transferred to Georgia, which means I think he's sitting out a year, so Jamie Newman will finish up his eligibility, and then they can transition into JT Daniels. And if you're any young Georgia recruit who signed, you're like, hey,
wait a minute,
am I ever going to get to play here? Because JT Daniels, I think, has multiple years remaining. So it's not like he's just a one-year transfer guy. I think he might be – maybe have 2 years left after he sits out.
Well,
a year.
He absolutely should. He came in as a freshman, right, and played.
And
then last year might have been. Well, he loses the year anyway.
I don't know how much he played, or if he even played last year, or if he redshirted. Either way, he's going to probably have 2 years of eligibility left.
Right.
So if you're a young freshman for Georgia who either committed for this upcoming year or is going to be part of the 2021 season, you're like, oh, I guess I'm sitting for a while. Possibly, but they have your stack and talent. That's a good get for Georgia to have an experienced quarterback who you can turn to after you lose Jamie Newman.
Well, is he? See, he's already a redshirt sophomore, so he already got that year. He's gonna apply for a immediate eligibility.
Okay. Yeah, because I think he would lose another year if he had.
Yeah, he'd lose another year.
Yeah, so he'd only have the. So I guess he's trying to compete with Jamie Newman.
He has 2 years of eligibility remaining.
And would he lose that year if he sat out?
Yeah. Several. You know what? A lot of guys are getting. And as a matter of fact, why wouldn't you wait until the rule comes in that you can? There's going to be one transfer anyway.
Has that rule already passed?
I don't believe it has. Huh. I think it's still on the. I don't think you can just no. You can't. He's going to have to sit. He's going to have to apply for immediate eligibility waiver.
Well, then if you're Jamie Newman, you're like, I thought this job was mine.
Yeah. Right. Well, who wins that job?
I actually don't know. It could go either way. If they're both eligible to play, it could go either
Daniels
way.
Daniels looks more like a Georgia quarterback.
Well, as I said before, they're moving to it. What does that mean?
Look at Georgia quarterbacks. Okay.
Well, you mean, you forgot about Quincy Carter and DJ Shockley?
Did you forget about Aaron Murray?
Yeah, that's some more. But yeah.
Okay. Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, and there's that whole thing about Justin Fields getting called the N-word on campus.
Ooh.
Or was that his sister? I forgot. But that was one of the reasons he wanted to get the waiver because of things he faced while at Georgia.
Right.
Yeah.
Eason, Fromm, Murray, Stafford. That's Georgia quarterbacks.
I remember
DJ Buck Shockley. Ballou.
DJ Shockley, Quincy Carter. What?
What? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which one is more? How many more white quarterbacks were there? Way more.
Well, but they did bring in Justin Fields. Look how long he lasted. Look at,
yeah. Threw an N-bomb at him and he left.
He was out. I'm out. Well, they brought in Jamie Newman. Kirby ain't about that stuff. Brought in Jamie Newman and then he got someone to replace him.
Right.
Possibly.
Here comes JT.
I don't know. If Jamie Newman picked Georgia only for JT Daniels to get immediate eligibility and take his job, that's a bad decision.
So are the Tagovailoas pissed at Nick?
Why would they be pissed at Nick?
Well, the other one transferred to Maryland.
Well, he transferred to Maryland because why would you stay in Tuscaloosa if you didn't have to?
Tua did behind Jalen.
Well, for a year.
Right.
Until it didn't even last a full year because Jalen stunk it up in the first half and then Tua took the job.
And that's it.
Now, I believe Alabama, because, you know, they recruit like no other, they brought in a big-time player from California. So Tua was like, and probably Mac Jones was going to get that job to start. And then Tua was going to have to compete with the hotshot five-star freshman. He goes, let me go play for the guy who was my quarterback coach or my OC who recruited me and Mike London. So he not Mike London, Mike Locksley. So he went to Maryland to go play for the guy who helped recruit him now.
Right,
Alabama.
Right.
So no, I get that sense. Part. And it's
yeah, but
an easier
does he get,
path to
what
start.
About the, what about their surf shop in Alabama now?
Well, they don't have to move to Maryland, or they can move to Miami.
Wait, what? But he's going to Maryland.
No, but Tua's in Miami. You send the surf shop to Miami.
Oh, well, that is true.
Yeah, the older brother's in Miami where you can sell surfboards, I guess. I don't know if you can. I don't know the surfing thing in Miami, but at least there's water. Keep that thriving business alive that they kept thriving in Tuscaloosa. Because, you know, Tuscaloosa, when I think of that, I think of surf shops.
Yeah. No. That's exactly what you think of. That's why the whole family moved from Hawaii. Everybody wants to go to Tuscaloosa to open up surf shops.
Makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
Have
you know how much money is in it? A lot.
You know when they do those profiles of, like, Alabama players when game day goes there? Do you remember going out in the water and seeing guys surfing?
Yes, every time.
That's a lie.
That's every time.
You've never seen
that's
that.
How, that's always the open for game day.
That's not true.
People surfing in Tuscaloosa. there's going to be.
The water looks great here in Tuscaloosa. I'm Brad Nessler here. Well, not ESPN. Brad Nessler it is, but Brad Nessler's doing
he's
stuff.
Not. He doesn't CBS. Do game day.
Any CBS anyway.
That's just Brad Nessler doing a CBS game, and then immediately. Gary Danielson, I have never seen one of the most underrated facets is, well, really everything in Alabama and the SEC, but especially the water here is incredible. Yes, it is. SEC. And then there's Vern Lundquist trying to get in.
Look at the waves.
How about that? Is that good, Nick? Are we doing good? Yeah, or is this good? Okay, great. Don't want to make Nick mad. Is this good? Should we keep doing the surf thing? No.
Give it a little extra. Whoa, the waves in Tuscaloosa. That's what I'm talking about. Nick's like, that's what I'm looking for. Talk about the waves.
Talk about the waves. That's how we got this family. That's how we got the tongue.
Don't show the surf shop. Let's not do that.
No. Yeah. You know what the surf shop is? It's a
P.O. box?
It's a dollar store, and then it's spray painted Tonga Vailoa Surf Shop.
Somebody should open up a Tonga Vailoa Surf Shop in Tuscaloosa. That would be hilarious. That's what you should call a bar there. The Tonga Vailoa Surf Shop. Tua Surf Shop.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah. 1013 ESPN 97.5 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6. Come hang with us.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Ten 16 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here. This whole thing, yeah. The CNN team was arrested this morning in Minnesota. They were covering the story, and I got a tweet from somebody. Hey, you guys are going to talk politics. What about the black guy that just beat up a vet? And you're going to talk about that? Come on, William. Come on, brother. They're both abhorrent, but it's not politics. It's murder. That's not, so if I'm a Republican, I'm supposed to, now I'm, this is not a Republican and a Democrat thing. This is a cop kneeling on a dude's throat and killing him. When did that become politics? I'm voting no. I'm going to vote no. No, I don't want my cops killing an unarmed, defenseless, handcuffed black man. I'm going to vote no to that. That's what I'm voting no. So if this is politics, I vote no. You're going to vote yes? Or you're going to vote yes, we got to talk about the black guy that beat up a vet. Okay? No, we're not going to give, this is not equal opportunity radio here. And not because there's plenty of crime to go around. We're just not searching it out so that we make sure that it's both racially equal. We got to make sure we're racially equal on our crime here. Gah, that pisses me. This is not politics. When did this become politics?
When it was used as a weapon to divide. I didn't get the tweet.
I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat.
Republicans,
you can't tell me Republicans are pro cops killing black guys.
It's not anywhere on their ticket when they're trying to get votes, at least not what I've ever seen, but it becomes a political message that, well, if you think this way, then you're against cops. And, of course, if you're against cops, then you must be a Democrat. So then Republicans are for cops.
Listen, to see that this is abhorrent is you don't see that it's I'm pro cops or anti cops. I'm anti killing a guy for no reason.
That should be the line. That's where everyone should be standing. But that's not how this country works.
No, that's baloney. That's crap. Because you know what? If I vote Republican, so I'm pro cop. I'm pro killing black. No, that's not it. That politics. How did politics again? This is not political. This is not political at all. This is humanity.
No, I didn't think for one second, well, that cop must be a Republican when he kneel. First of all, I could barely watch it. My mom texted me about it yesterday, and I said I could barely get through it the one time. I haven't seen it again. It's on camera, the murder of someone.
Right.
And that's all I thought about.
And are cops, okay, are cops afraid of some black guys? Yes. 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 But does that mean that you should, every black guy that you arrest, you can kill indiscriminately? No. No. That, no. If y'all are going to talk politics, let's talk about the other side of issues. There's no other side to this issue. What those cops did was wrong. There's no other side to this issue. Period. Period. So we got to bring up every African-American crime now to level it off? No. No.
Generalizing makes it easier. That's how you can make it political. When you just say, well, this side is this, like Del said. Well, this side believes in this, and this side believes in this. Well, wait a minute. No. Not all sides believe in the exact... I mean, no, it's actually not that way. But you can put people like that, it's easy to paint people a certain way. And it's been going on for years and years and years. I mean, this is more recent where it's become a two-way thing in a political standpoint. But, I mean, this is decades of that.
Yeah.
You just paint people. Blacks were painted that way for... That's how there was such, you know, the fear-mongering in pre-civil rights and during civil rights and all that. I mean, it's been with our country for a long time.
Right.
You just paint people, just say, oh, all Republicans are this. Well, that's not fair. No. All Democrats were this. Well, wait, that's not fair.
No. And here, Republicans are pro-cops and pro-military. I am pro-cops. I'm pro-cops. And I'm pro-military.
And that doesn't mean
And I'm anti-cops killing black guys for no reason.
Wait, you can be both?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and the same goes the other side. You can be against that, but want to have, but not be anti full police force just because you're anti or because you're protesting this. But yeah, it's easier for people. That muddies the water if you gray those lines. You can't wait a minute. You're this like, you know what? One of the things I love about Dell is Dell doesn't live in a box where you just like, dude. I like when people are not predictable. You know, I like when I like, oh man. I thought this way about you, and you're a lot different than I thought, or whatever. Because the whole don't judge people, but judge a book by its cover, or whatever. Don't make assumptions about people. I'm probably a lot different in a lot of different things than people would probably guess in musically or movies or whatever, except for the fact that I've talked about it on radio, so right. Probably not. Dell, I could ask Dell. Dell, did you watch some French film? Yeah, I watch this.
He read a book once, remember?
I don't read books.
No.
Books, that's Del a waste
actually
of,
read
that's
a book
a
about vampires being Abraham Lincoln or something.
The point is, stop judging people.
A Republican president, by the way. Sorry, I just broke the mold.
No, well, my point is, he would be a Democrat today. You don't know everybody. People shouldn't act like they know everybody's every thoughts and who they are and what they are. You know, let people surprise you sometimes. But you can't do that unless you have a conversation with somebody. And no one's having a conversation.
The fact that William started off, well, if you want to talk politics, like you said, John.
It's not politics.
This is not a political
issue. This is not politics.
Well, I'm not going to be naive. It is a political issue for people, but it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be one.
Right.
It simply should
be. No, everyone. I don't care. You can't. No. See, that's terrible. Because, and just like if you vote for Trump, you're a racist. If you vote for Trump, that you're supposed to be okay with cops killing they're totally different things. They're totally you can believe in the economics of a Republican and not believe in racism. You can believe in a guy leading this country and not believe that cops should kill black guys. They're totally different things. Totally different. And we have blurred those lines terribly in this country.
I will say, Trump's policies. The best part about that is he's not that Republican. In fact, if you go look back at things, a lot of Republicans are like, he stands for bigger federal government and some things. Those aren't traditional Republican beliefs. But
he said years ago he was going to that if he ever ran he would run as a Republican. He's more. I mean, frankly, it's funny. He and Bernie are really independents. I mean, that's what they are. They're different.
Yeah.
They don't fall under the classic Republican or Democratic tents.
No.
They just don't.
They just adopted one side to try to get elected.
Because you can't win as a third party
candidate. Yeah, but back to the point. This is what people consistently do in this country. And John, you just got a piece of, and you can't even imagine why it would be that way. But it is for a lot of people, and I don't understand it.
You can't be on Twitter if you are like I think all three of us are, that you think logically and you think, well, this isn't right. It doesn't. Whatever's right is right. Whatever the truth is, and it's not always going to be convenient for either sides. It's almost like you feel like you don't have a place anymore in the country, unless you're on a hardcore fringe in some regards.
Nowadays, you know, I don't want to be Republican. You know what else? I don't want to be Democrat. Because both sides are idiots.
You vote for an individual. That's all I can think of.
And, oh, by the way, we're supposed to not generalize anymore. And it's all everybody does about political affiliations.
Oh, yeah.
You just generalize. Well, you're this. Well, you're this. Well, then you're this. And you're this. No!
Who are you to tell me who I am and what I am when you haven't even asked me a single question?
Right. No. Well, but who'd you vote for? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, why don't you? Are we going to talk about any issues or platform issues? No. You know, anytime I see, I think we may have talked about this before. The worst is in Twitter bios, and you see, I love Astros, Rock, and I'm just using local teams as an example. I love Astros, Rockets, Texans, politics. Like, who loves politics? Policy wonks used to love politics. Like, used to get into policy. Now, politics is just a game where you get a fight against this side or fight against that side. Politics isn't really politics. It's like, this is your team.
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm a Liverpool supporter. I'm an Everton supporter. I'm a Democrat supporter. I'm a Resist supporter. I'm a Republican. I'm a this. I swear it feels like soccer hooliganism now. And I'm like, oh man, I'm really worried about this clash in the streets before the big match.
Right. If you have something like that in your bio, like, we're not talking. No. We're not having
politics.
No,
I hate politics. No.
Either side, I'm not having a conversation.
And they just scream at each other and nobody listens to the others. And it's just so stupid. Okay, William, I'm sorry. I'm glad you listened to the show. But, man, come on.
But you know what does suck?
Then talk about the black guy who beat up the vet. Oh, my God. Yeah, are you kidding?
That's bad, too.
That's really bad, too. But there's not – I'm not – we're not – this is not equal opportunity crime show.
And by the way –
get back to impractical joke.
It doesn't make it more abhorrent that he happened to be a vet if he just beat up a guy in the street. No, that's terrible.
I'm anti that, too. Yeah.
It was a violent act against someone. That's awful. I don't care if he was a vet. I get it.
Right.
That holds a connotation. But if he beat up a man with no provocation, that's awful. It doesn't matter. Race, what he did before that incident, it's terrible. Just like what happened to George Floyd, which was a murder committed for everyone to see.
Right. It's the broad generalizations that allows us to be manipulated by the Russians. That's right. The Russians are doing – maybe William is Russian.
You think he's a bot and he got you?
I don't know. The door is open.
Was it William 7845678010?
Oh, I don't think that's it. That's not it. I know. No. We're done with that segment. 1028 ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
1031 ESPN 97.5. 7378037776 if you want to get in.
We mentioned Zach Fulton.
Yeah.
He just got a new deal. A rework deal.
So they had an out on him right now.
Okay.
Zero debt.
Call Zach Fulton's agent.
I want to stop playing. They had
episode 8. There's only 2 more episodes, Bill, and then we'll be done.
Apparently, he had $5 million guaranteed. They've agreed to a reworked contract. He was due $14 million over the next 2 years with no guarantees. But is now due $5 million guaranteed this season and $3 million non-guaranteed in 2021. So He's going to be here now. And now you've got dead cap money. If you, that's nice security for him. He had zero. See, he was going to be cut. There was zero dead cap, no money guaranteed. They could have just cut him and got out of Zach Fulton. And now he's $5 million guaranteed this season and $3 million non-guaranteed. Non-guaranteed in 2021. That's $5 million more than Zach Fulton was going to get. That's $5 million more. But they're like, oh, we don't have to pay Zach $14 million. Look what we did. Wait.
We did it.
You didn't have to pay him anything. You could have just cut him. Whoa. What?
Is Olsen still around? Or?
No. Olsen's not
just
around.
Text Chris, like, act like you're somebody else and see if. What the deal is on this thing.
Tommy says, GM of the year, John, did you get your pizza? Oh, my God. They gave him $5 million guaranteed to a guy that had zero guarantee, that had nothing, no money, that he could have just cut, no dead cap, nothing. They were out of Zach Fulton. They were done. They were out of it. Maybe they like Zach Fulton. The offensive line was better. The offensive line was good. This offensive line has a chance. No, JJ, I don't have the Rona. I don't. You sound like you might have the Rona. No, I don't sound like I might have the Rona. Did
no,
I cough?
I'm just
on,
getting fired
did I
up.
Cough on you? No, I have a condom on my microphone. That might be it.
Actually,
do you have a condom on your mic? Yeah.
Yeah, but we are a little bit close, actually.
Yeah, no, move over there.
John was getting fired up. John was getting fired up about a tweet that came in, and that's why Twitter's the worst.
Yeah.
Twitter can people you don't know.
That might be a bot.
People can manipulate you so easily. People, I look at some of the long threads, and I'll see some of the people and the most aggressive, fringy things that are said, black or white, whatever the case may be. It's coming from like people with 17 followers, and then they get 5,000 retweets and likes. I'm thinking,
Something's funny there.
This is just, this doesn't say, and this per, you know, yeah, and I say, then we go burn down the suburbs. Yeah. Retweet. And somebody's in a troll farm somewhere like, this is so easy. I swear to God, these people are so dumb. You know where we're not dumb like that? Canada. We're not going to get tricked like that in Canada. We're shutting down all social media.
That Trudeau fellow, we love him.
Yeah, Trudeau.
Oh, Trudeau, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I can. My wife went, can you learn hockey to talk about hockey? I said, I can't learn hockey. I don't know any history of hockey.
Yes, you can.
Somebody can say, oh, so you guys remember 3 years ago when the Flames hired, whenever they signed
Gustafson?
The deal on Gustafson? That's the name I was going to say. I don't know why Gustafson. When they were going to sign because Gustafson. You remember what happened on that? Yeah. And I never want to see something like that happen again.
No, it was good.
No. Well, but they got him below league value. Yeah, and I'm for the players. And I want to see league value. So,
yeah.
Well, who are your top, we're getting to know the new host, Lance Erline. Lance, tell me about, who are your top five goalies of all time? Man. I mean, golly, this is such a big list.
I like them all.
Waugh, Grant Fuhr.
Yeah.
Yeah, Grant Fuhr for sure.
Tony Esposito.
Patty Roy.
Pot then.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank God Dell's here doing this show with me. Yeah,
Dominic Hasek?
He was. I don't know him. Yeah, he was good. Yeah.
And then probably Gordie Howe.
Who's your favorite? He's not a goalie.
No. Yeah, but he stopped a lot of goals.
Who's your favorite American
goalie? Remember when he didn't wear a helmet?
I would talk about on this hockey show in Canada when I moved to Canada, the only thing I'd say is, so listen, guys, what about, are we going to talk about the 92 Canucks with Bure? Why do you keep going back to 92? That's when I played hockey on the NHL game on Sega Genesis.
Dad Bure.
Everything you always talk about is...
love Trevor Linden.
Listen, to this day, I feel like what Chelios used to be able to do, and then also when the second line would come in for the Flames, I've never seen... I'm getting to like a Chicago. I've never seen a guy know the second lines of a team more than you from 90. I don't even remember that much hockey from 92. And this guy knows all the hockey players from 92. Yeah, you know, Pavel Bure and Trevor Linden. Yeah, I'm starting to run out of... of players now.
Mm-hmm.
Chelios, did I say him already?
Yeah, you said
Chelios. I'll have to keep doing this. Go back to the same guys in the show.
Drop Gretzky. He was around.
Yeah.
Bobby Probert, boy. I'll go, boy, you remember it? Lance, who's your favorite goalie? You know what? We'll talk goalies in a second. I want to say this, though.
Mike Vernon.
I want to talk about Bobby Probert because I watched a documentary on Probert. So I could boondoggle a hockey show for about 30 minutes, and I could say, I want to talk about some of the great fighters. Who are you guys' favorite fighters? I turned the show around on my Canadian, you know.
Right.
Like, what are your thoughts on Don Cherry?
Marty McSorley.
What are your thoughts on Don Cherry?
92-93. Here we go. Steve Yzerman.
Oh, Stevie Y. Whoa,
I love them. Timu Solani.
What about Luke Robitaille?
Luke. Marty McSorley. He could fight.
Yep.
Yeah. Didn't he get suspended or something?
With a stick. It caught.
He hit a black guy with a stick.
Yeah, no. That's not what happened.
Donald Brashear.
No. Oh, he did that too. But,
yeah.
But in the Stanley Cup Finals, his stick was too curved.
Was that him?
Oh, yeah. Remember,
but he used the same
remember
stick.
The stick was curved?
But he used the same stick.
Yeah.
Bang!
Changed the complexion to that entire series.
Yeah. What about Alexander Mogilny?
Oh, Mogilny from Toronto.
Yeah.
Right?
No. Buffalo. But he liked to go
close.
To Toronto, though.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're close.
Remember, he liked to go there.
He liked the
crazy hair.
He always played it well there.
Yeah.
No,
Canadian's
that was
too
in,
hard.
That was in Slapshot, the crazy hair.
No, I think McGillney had crazy hair on the kind of. I don't want to do Canadians too hard. Let's go just Chicago. This is easier.
You want to do Chicago?
Yeah, it's more natural.
Yeah.
Hey, we're here. We're living Canada now, but we do Chicago accents in Canada. It's easier this way.
Hey, you just want to throw in Adam Oster? Adam Oates. Remember Adam Oates?
and Cam Neely.
You guys want to talk any Bears here?
Yeah,
we
can talk Bears.
In Vancouver here? You guys
Noah
watch
Jackson?
The Bears at
remember
all?
Remember Noah Jackson and Jimbo Covert? Those were my guys.
All of Vancouver. We don't want to talk about NFL football.
Yeah.
You guys want to talk about Canadian football?
No.
What about
Warren Moon? Remember when he played here?
Yeah, Warren Moon. Let's do a show on Warren Moon and Hugh Campbell. Everyone there like, no.
No. No.
Well, how about Flutie?
Oh, how about
right?
Flutie? Okay.
Flutie flakes.
Best ever CFL quarterback is going to be Moon or Flutie. Who do you
Dude,
got?
The radio is going to be so hard in Canada. Like, so you guys, so I'm really happy to be here. So what do you want to get to? What do you want to cover? Well, I'd love to talk about Big Country and Sharif Abdul-Rahim and maybe some of the all-time great Vancouver Grizzlies.
Yeah, and that Piker Steve Francis who didn't want to play here.
Yeah. Remember?
Piker.
Hated him.
Stevie we could talk
franchise.
Some Raptors. We could talk some... What about Van Vliet, huh, guys? Right? And then are we mad? And then, I'm so mad at Kawhi. Are you guys as mad at Kawhi as I am, Canadians? Are you Canadians as mad as I am as a Canadian about Kawhi Leonard? That American came in here and screwed us over. Damn Kawhi. But I love our other Canadians like Van Vliet, obviously.
Whoa, what about that team?
Yeah.
What about that? Huh?
Oh, man. What a great year. Let's just talk about last year's basketball.
Kyle Lowry. Let's just talk about Kyle Lowry. And Siakam, huh?
And he had to make comparisons to which Toronto Raptors would be the best hockey players.
Yeah, exactly.
Van Vliet for sure.
Hey, have you guys seen Letterkenny? What a great show that Letterkenny is about you guys in Canada. Great. Or Strange Brew. I don't want to watch Strange Brew.
That didn't make us look too good, did it? No. No, I didn't think what Strange Brew looked. Those guys.
Hey, have you guys heard of this show, Degrassi? What? Degrassi?
Oh, is that a Canadian show?
Yeah, it's a Canadian show.
It has to be because Drake was doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I Degrassi.
Hey, should we play some Drake going out?
You guys want to play some Drake?
You just want to play some Drake?
Right?
And what?
Celine Dion and Drake? Is that what we do here?
Is Brian Adams Canadian or Ryan? Which one is
Yeah, Brian Canadian? Adams. Canadian also. See, I could do some Canadian. I'd have to do a lot of BS and like it has to be a 30-minute show every day where I can try to flip the script on them. Yeah. Like, but what about Ty Domi, though? Like, what was y'all's favorite Ty Domi fights?
When he took on Mogilny or somebody.
Let's talk about maple syrup.
Eddie Olichek. For Ricky.
Maple
Eddie
syrup.
Olichek.
You know who I loved? Darren Fleury.
Fleury was great.
Felix Potvin. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he played in Toronto.
Jacques Plante. I forgot about Jacques,
Jacques
Plante.
Plante.
Doug Gilmore.
Look at everybody wants to call in with their one Canadian thought. I know something Canadian. Hey, me. I know something.
I know a player from the 92. I played hockey, too. No one said Gretzky yet. I know. It's kind of given. Gretzky. We don't mention Gretzky.
No.
Say somebody with a hockey name, like McGillney. That's a hockey name.
Yeah, and Gustafson.
Yeah.
That's a hockey name.
You could always do Pittsburgh Penguins. They weren't as good as I expected them to be.
No. All right. 1042 ESPN 97.5. That was when the Islanders were good.
Yeah.
92, right?
I can't believe we spent part of a segment today on Zach Fulton being a cut, and then he got more money.
I know.
I don't think Zach makes it out of training camp. Oh. Field Gates with a new report here. Zach Fulton, and this is real, Zach Fulton just got a $14 million over the next 2 years with no guarantee.
No. He doesn't.
Now he's getting $5 million guaranteed.
Yeah. He was 14 over the next 2 years with no dead cap money. So what did they do?
They gave him
guaranteed money. Oh, my God.
This is a joke.
Impractical jokers are back.
You make him play through the camp, and if you get somebody better than him, you cut him. Why are you giving him $5 million right now in the middle? Stop making impulse buys during a pandemic. God almighty. These impulse signings during a pandemic and impulse trades, like, just give him $5 million. And here's the meme. Nobody, blank, Texans, give Zach Fulton $5 million in the middle of this pandemic.
When they called Zach Fulton about this, it was like, have you seen that meme of the lady who ran into Target and, like, stole a couple lamps? Zach Fulton was like, what did you just call me about? He ran.
Got his lamp.
It took his lamps.
He had zero money.
Zach Fulton is going crazy about white lady with lamps in her hands running out of
Target. And that's Zach Fulton when he got the call.
Yes.
No. Zach Fulton and his agent were going, all right, well, what are we going to do? Are you calling other teams? Yeah, I'm calling other teams. You got 14, zero guarantee, and no dead cap money.
Beep, beep. That's the other line. Check your phone.
Who is that? What? Hello?
No, you got to go, Zach O'Brien is calling me right now. I better get this.
Yeah.
Something good could be on this other line.
All right, let me get this, Zach. Zach, hey. Oh, hey, Bill. What's going on, Bill?
We just inserted $5 million into your bank. You're welcome. Bye. Yeah.
Hey,
click over.
Zach, guess what? Guess what just happened? You ain't going to believe this one.
Lottery ticket. Woo! It's literally like you just scratched a lottery ticket. You just got $5 million guaranteed. $3 million non-guaranteed, but whatever. Even if you get cut, $5 million, which basically makes you uncuttable.
Zero guaranteed money. Zero guaranteed money. Now you got $5
million. Zach, you just got $5 million free dollars. Yeah, no matter what happens at camp, you got $5 million coming.
I'm so disgusted. This whole show has been impractical jokers. 1044.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Can you identify this songstress, John?
This is, what's her name?
Yeah. This woman is my favorite Canadian of all time, Avril Lavigne.
Yes. That's your See, you brought Avril Lavigne to the table.
To
the Canadian table.
Art sent out a tweet about, the best Canadians. He mentioned Rachel McAdams, who
she's good.
We all love, and he also mentioned Avril Lavigne. So, yeah.
Yeah.
In honor of our previous Canadian segment. And this was something that came out.
I know why you love Avril Lavigne.
Why? Because she was an attractive pop star? Yeah, I did. Yeah, I'm a guy who was the same age as her, so I would have liked her back then.
So, news of the weird. Indonesian's minister, he says that he compared the coronavirus to having a wife. What do you think? Do you think the coronavirus is like having a wife?
Yeah, it'll kill you prematurely.
It's like your wife. Initially, you try to control it. Then you realize you can't. Then you learn to live with it.
You would know better than I.
I would say no. It's not like having a wife. No, it's not like having a wife. I'm sorry. That's not right. Apparently, how about this? A Texas principal traveled 1,500 miles to honor each of his graduating seniors. Why do they live 1,500 miles apart over a 10-day period? 240 seniors. He went personally to each of their homes. Booker T. Washington High School for the Performing and Visual Arts in Dallas. But wait a minute. Why do they live so far apart if they're a high school? 1,500 miles. Well, I guess it's a performing arts school. So they get them from all over.
Yeah, that's possible.
Those people.
Artsy kids.
Speaking of Canada, Ottawa. An Ottawa man. Did you see the moose swimming in the swimming pool?
No.
Yeah, apparently a moose somehow in Ottawa. This happens. Of course a moose is in somebody's swimming pool in Ottawa.
Where else would a moose be?
Yeah, it sounds like that's happening here in Houston.
No.
Did you ever see a moose in a swimming pool here?
Maybe a snake or a lizard.
But yeah. No, there's plenty of snakes that go into swimming pools. But that dude's got a nice place in Ottawa. Ottawa, I hear, is a nice place. So apparently the people of China are angry. There's a new law ordering a cooling off period before you can get divorced. It's a new law that was passed on Thursday. Couples seeking a divorce must first complete a month-long cooling off period.
So separation.
Yeah.
30 days.
30 days.
And they have to still live together, or do they get to live in separate places?
I don't know.
Because I don't feel like if you're still living together, things are going to get cooled off.
Well, you can't. I don't know if you. Yeah. I'm not sure that you can. That you have to live together, but you just can't get the divorce. So you find out whether or not you really miss them.
Well, how long does a divorce normally take anyway?
It takes a while.
Yeah. So why is it 30 days?
I don't know. Maybe in China you can.
Maybe you can get it immediately.
Yeah. Maybe in China you can really. So apparently LG Poland has a new phone out. And it has an ad in which it shows a guy taking pictures up a girl's skirt as she's walking up the stairs.
And that's how they promoted their phone?
That's how they promoted their phone.
Man, European and foreign commercials are wild. They always have been.
They had to apologize.
Well, surprisingly.
Did
the guy have like this creepy grin on the face?
No, he's really creepy. Remember the old dude that used to the Six Flags commercial?
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, that old dude?
Yeah.
He looks like him. And this hot girl is walking up the stairs and he's at the bottom and he's taking a picture up her skirt. And he says, and then he looks and he goes, oh, now I got it. Yeah, he looks like him, actually. And I got the picture. They had to apologize.
I don't know why when you promote a violation of a woman's rights, or at least her personal space.
Have you thought about going to Cyprus lately?
Texas?
No.
Oh, Greece?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, apparently they want you to come back. Greece is they're really hurting for tourists. So they say that if you test positive, if you contract the coronavirus, they'll cover all your costs.
So while I'm in Cyprus, if I get the coronavirus and that could kill me, they'll pay for all my costs?
They're going to cover.
Will they pay for the funeral?
Well, they'll cover the cost of lodging, food, drink, and medication in all cases mentioned above.
Is Cyprus a hot spot or something? That's why people aren't traveling? They're just not traveling?
They're just not traveling.
Look, if I am fearful enough not to travel because of the corona, I don't care about your inducements. I'm not going. The worry isn't money and being able to pay for it. The worry is about getting sick.
Yeah.
Greece? Hey, get your people in order, John.
Well, no, it's not my people.
They are your people.
No, but at least no other country's doing that.
Yeah, but the fear isn't, hey, if I catch it, I won't have the money. The fear is if I catch it, well, that's probably part of it. But the fear is I could die. So are they gonna make sure I don't die while I'm there?
Well, that's on you if
you
die.
Yeah, exactly.
That's on you.
Exactly, so I'm still not going if that's my fear.
So apparently, Bennett's Meadowwood Country Club is in a little bit of trouble. Apparently, the country club had an event, and they called it Smut and Eggs in which they had strippers at a breakfast.
What's the problem?
Coronavirus. Social distancing.
The strippers weren't wearing masks?
Well, I don't know if the strippers were wearing masks, but apparently there is an issue with this.
Is it the name or the fact that the strippers weren't practicing social distancing?
I think that's it.
Smut and eggs.
Notorious Smut and Eggs breakfasts. They do this Saturday and Sunday mornings.
All the time.
I want to be in this country club.
Yeah, notorious, so they do it all the time.
Well, yes. I mean, what kind of... That's not what that's not what we do at
Says
Wildcat.
You, well, maybe you should change your priority. Hey, Elmer.
We never have there's Smut an idea and Eggs, for Elmer.
Smut and Eggs. I feel like you could have used a different name, Smut and Eggs.
And what?
I know it's the playoff ham and eggs, but still.
It's going to be a hard sell to all the wives.
Well, who said they're invited?
Well, they're not invited, but hey, honey, where are you going this weekend morning? Breakfast?
Yeah, just say breakfast.
What's there's a big breakfast event? Yeah. Smut and Eggs.
No, you don't say Smut and Eggs. That's on you if you give her that name.
Well, but apparently this is well known that it's out there.
Well, if it's well known, why the wives have a problem with it?
I don't know, but I like this country club.
Where is it again?
Bennett. Meadowood Country Club.
Where is that?
On the southwest side. I don't know. It's in... it doesn't say what state. It just says... Huh. I guess, so it's a local article.
Yeah.
Man, what a great, great country club.
To be fair to that location, you said Bennett. I'm not sure I'm going to be a huge fan of the women they procure for that place. Small town. I don't know if your strippers are up
there. Yeah, but you might be a suburb.
Hopefully.
It sounds like, it's on the southwest side. So it probably is a suburb of a big city. So you'll probably be able to pull.
That's not the question. The question is, would I want to pull?
Yeah. Yeah, of course you want to pull. Smut and eggs. Have you ever had smut with your eggs?
No.
Well, there you go.
Have you?
No. 10:56. And with that, we're heading into the press box.
Hey, if you like a lead-in,
there's
we've got one for
like
you.
This lead-in. Going to the press box next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.